"What's the time?" And suddenly, the man was hit by a car, standing in between the room. Time was 1:45 p.m. She was about to tell him the time, but now there was only blood left with a dead body in front of her. Shock and tears rolled upon her face, but now it was too late to say something. Yes, she was his fiancée. Every day they used to fight rudely on silly matters and never lived the moment in their present. They were always busy in playing blame games. They were crossing the road one day, having an argument on a shopping list. He then asked her, "What's the time?" And soon, something tragic happened. He wasn't there. What was left was his dead body. A moment of their happy, sad moments together came to her mind like a flood. All she could remember were the fights and arguments and something more. The unsaid loving words to be said between those fights which were pressed by her ego. The hugs, the loving words, sorry, beautiful happy moments. Everything just faded. So much was left to be said, the unsaid, the unheard. She prayed to God to bring him back, or bring the time back so that she could mend everything. The moment they fought, she would have hugged him through throwing the ego of anger, blame and perfection. Her whole life was now filled with guilt, regret and sadness. She never lived in the present moment and always lived in an ego that she was always right. But what was more than that is, it's not about being just right or wrong. It's all about being together, handling the fights and understanding each other. But it was not too late to be understood by her, because time is so merciless. It gave her a beautiful, sad surprise. Beautiful? Because it was a beautiful lesson that always live in the present moment with full happiness.